The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
B'chodes Dav Chof. We're going to continue Be'ez Hashem our discussion of different facets of Roiv. Maybe we'll dig a little bit deeper into Roiv against the basic assumption of the way we normally learn Roiv. There's something that's nischadish in our sugya that we don't find really in too many places in Shas. The Gemara brings B'Shem Ravina that you could have the case of the Gemara by us where the status of the Behemoth, Legabi, whether it's a Mevakeres, is totally in Roiv Behemois, Misabes Vialdois. And the Gemara says that maybe the Rabbonon, who normally accept Roiv, like we said, not like Rmei, that's Cheshon Lemiuto, but that's only by a Roiv that's not totally B'Maisa. Roiv HaTolui B'Maisa Loi. What's Roiv HaTolui B'Maisa? Ivritaych, what does Roiv HaTolui B'Maisa mean? A Roiv, which is not a Mitzius, it's not totally in a status of something, it's not totally in a physical reality and what normally is the physical reality, it's totally in determining what most people, or in this case, what most animals do. It's totally in a doing, it's totally in an event that transpires from a Maisa that takes place. It's not just a physical status like a roiv behemus enim treifus, which is just a physical thing. Most animals are healthy. Over here, it's totally in a maisa that's perpetrated. Over here, it's the maisa of misabrois, of the behemus boys, boim zalze. In that case, that's a roiv atal of a maisa, that's a weaker roiv. And that roiv, lavdafka, we would go against. And this roiv atal of a maisa is not just the Tzad the Gemara. There are cases of roiv atal of a maisa where we're choishish. For instance, there's a sugi in Chulin Daf Tes, even though most times when a sheikhet will shecht, if he's trained, if he knows what he's doing, his shechita will be okay. Why does he have to check? Because that roiv determines the status of a maisa that's being done, the Rajba in Chulin Daf Tes says that's the roiv atalib a maisa, we're choishish. Is it the Raisa that we're choishish, that we don't go about the Rav? Is it the Rabban? Kivega proves from the Rajma Chum Laftes that's only a Chumra de Rabban. Lamaisa in the Ramban, and the Rambam Legabi, that Sugi Legabi, Ashrechet Tzorek Livdoik, it would seem evident that it's the Raisa. Now it's not the place to get into the Cheshbainis over there of Shechita, but it would seem that it's Machlaik Sushenim, not so Poshut that we're Semechan Arav in every case that's Tali B'Maisa. The same would seem to be true, Pshat, in our Sugi, Dav Chofaliv. This is Machlek Rashi and Tosfos Gabi Bechor. Normally we don't accept the edus of a goy. There's a klal called Mesiach Lefitumoy. You heard the goy say information where, even though we don't believe the goy, but he wasn't coming to be believed as state evidence, as a witness, but he was just in discussion. He dropped a piece of information. Legabi Aguna, if somebody is just the goy saying over information that Pliny Almoni died, we accept that. Midrabbonan tzikula, because midrais we don't rely on the testimony on the nemonus of a goy, and whether a goy is believed legabi bechor legabi this din of mesiach lefitumoy is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The pashtus is that the machlokes will be telling this. If we say that the roiv doesn't work midraisa, so then you need something that does have validity deraisa. Mesiach lefitumoy does not. But if you say that over here, it's only a chumra derabbanon. Roiv atalib b'maisa midaraisa we would rely on. So then, mesiach levitumei would be believed because we only need the nemanus to shore up a din derabbanon. Now, how to understand the rationale behind roiv atalib b'maisa? L'chayr on a simple level, it's very hard to accept that there's an understanding to it. Why? Pashtus Roiv is something that the Torah made a cold, calculated, statistical decision. The Torah says you can rely on statistics. 51.9, it's like a poll, 51.9% of people are going to have this condition. 51.9% of animals will have that condition. That will tell us to go against the 48, I don't know if I'm doing my math right, the 48.1%. The 48.1%. And so on and so forth. Roiv l'chayr is one mathematical mitzvah. What's the difference? What you're teaching up, what you're defining with the roiv? Does it make a difference if it's scientific phenomena? If it's a historical, what happened, what did the person do? If it's a question of human behavior, it's a question of natural behavior, what's the difference? If it's a roiv, if we rely on roiv, we rely on roiv. We don't rely on roiv, we don't rely on roiv. Furthermore, Tosfos is mechalik. Tosfos talks about the roiv, atoli b'maisa. Tosfos divrei maskil ravina omer, afilu temer rabbanan by roiv, atoli b'maisa, we don't obas the roiv. Tosfos wants to know that the Gemara in Kuf Yutes, in Yevomis, legabe, a woman was out of town for many years, and the question is now whether she had children at any point, the nafkamina, whether she had children, la'alocha is, her husband dies, whether she's kuka le chalitza li'ibam, or whether she's buteris l'shuk, if she doesn't have children, so she needs her brother-in-law to free her l'shuk, if not, then she's buteris miyan, she's an amana. And the question is whether we could assume most women that are around are mesabes v'yoldas. And over there, the Gemara accepts that roiv. Why? Because Mesabes v'yoldos. Tosfos says v'yeshleimer. Very difficult to understand. The tashmish the adam lechoshuv tali b'maisa, k'moy tashmish the behema. The pa'omim the behema tzorich leharvia, k'da'omah ba'aseiches apoyla. Mutlachnis k'mechosh b'shufeferes. Tosfos brings that when you're looking at people, the natural course of events is that when a couple is married, they live together, like man and wife. If that's true, then the fact that she's going to be, most women can have children. Most women that are married are living with their husbands. If they're living with their husbands, the physical reality is that most women have children. That's the misabris violdus. And most pregnant women carry through and give birth actually to live children. If that's true, then that's a metzius, that's bifaneinu, that's not totally b'maisa. Even though it's created by a mice and beer, mashenka by a behema. Behemoth, sometimes animals that are living in a herd together, not to compare animals to human beings, the animals that are living in a herd together, there's no automatic that those cows will be impregnated by the males in the herd. And sometimes the farmer has to create, he has to be maybe the zokor to the nekeva. In that case, that's totally b'maisa. Even though roiv herds, roiv cows, yes, by a certain age do have offspring, do have live young, but that's created by a maisa, and that's not, and over there we're not semich on that roif. Very difficult to understand. Husband and wife, it's not automatic, it's not algae that sprouts from a crack in a rock. We're talking about something that's a decision of two people to be married and to live like a married couple and to bring children into the world. What's the difference if it's the farmer being marvia, the behemo zel zeh, or if it's the people that are living together as a married couple? What's the difference? What's the difference in the metzius? What's the difference where the rive is coming from? And what's the difference in the metzius over here? What is Tosfos telling us? Let's compound the difficulty in understanding this svara of rive hatoli b'maisa by adding marim b'koymis of five places in Shas, where it would seem that we rely implicitly lahalacha lemaisa on a roiv, even though that roiv is tali b'maisa. One is in the Sugya Kedushin Daf Nun. Over there, the discussion is whether we could assume that a woman is married because the chosen or the would be chosen gave presents. The question is whether giving the presents is a raya that it was before erusin, after erusin. And the discussion over there is what's the norm. They give presents before the shidduch is consummated with erusin, after the shidduch is consummated. And over there the Gemara says, Ruba mikachi v'hodor misabli, and we use that lahalocha. It's totally human behavior. What do people normally do? The Ramban over there has a discussion, maybe the Gabi Hoytzos moment, it's a weaker roiv, but implicitly in the sugars we do use the roiv, even though it's roiv atalib b'maisa. One kasha. A second kasha, we mentioned in the previous year a case of tinoikos mitapchin b'iso, where children are present, so whether we could assume that anything they touched was tame because the children are playing around on the floor, there are shrotzim and so on. Most tinoikos and metapchim b'isa, we use that to burn truma, even though there's an issa deraisa to destroy truma tahoira, we use that to paskin. It's a roiv hatoli b'maisa. It's telling whether the children touched or not, didn't touch. Two. Three. We're matir tevel, even though it came from an amoritz, even though we don't believe in amoritz, roiv amiratzim, the Gemara says, ma'asrin. If that's true, so that's another example of a roiv that's totally in human endeavor, in whether a person did something, in behavior, and still the halacha is besamech on the roiv. Four, the Gemara says in Psachim, Davdalid, roiv batim bidukin, when a person rents a house, erev Pesach, you can assume it's a Jewish owned house that the person went through. You don't have to check it. What do you mean? You're using a roiv to pass the maybe over these only derabbanan. Maybe. Tosfos discusses over there that maybe it's only because derabbanan. But in any case, it would seem la'alocha that we rely on the roiv of people's behavior that must they check their house. Five. Roiv noshim, this is a halach in Yerideh Sim Samachtez. Most women, after they deal, most Jewish women that keep halacha, if they cook meat, the meat was salted. And you can rely on that. It's only a roiv. That's telling whether people engage in a certain behavior. It's a roiv atoli b'maisa. Those are five kashas. It would seem clear this roiv atoli b'maisa is dealing with a specific phenomenon. It's not an across the board klal. Let's try to define it a little bit better. We were magdim that roiv l'chayr is a metzias. The Torah said you could rely on the statistics of 52, 51, 50.1%. And you can make a psak like the roiv, not like the miut. L'chayr in that way, roiv is very different than a chazaka. Roiv is information that tells us that the reality is kach v'kach. Chazaka, we don't have any information. The woman was married yesterday. Today, her husband was taken out to battle. Is he alive? Is he not alive? She has a cheskas eshes ish. We have information or we have a status quo. We don't have information today. What we have is that since the status quo of her was yesterday, kach v'kach, assume that status is the same until it's challenged, until it's proven otherwise. Others understand that that's the psha attacker in ruba v'chazok or ruba adif. Roiv against chazok, we usually as a rule of thumb, we go with roiv. Why? Because chazok means when you have no information, rely on a chazok. Roiv is information that's mavar. If roiv is information, that's mavar. B'mokim roiv, it's not shaykh to talk about chazok. The idea of chazok is when you have no information. Roiv is information. So when there's a roiv, k'neged the chazoka, b'mokim roiv, the chazoka is not relevant to the discussion. Others want to understand, g'deilim understand that that's the pshan ruv chazoka ruv adif. What that would tell us is vaitu, that roiv is information. It's not a way of paskening a shout's information. The Torah says, rely on that information. Chazok is a way of paskening. You don't know what to do. The rabbi says, du kach v'kach. The Torah said, du kach v'kach. Roiv is not a psak. Roiv is that the Torah said you can rely on information. What's called foolproof information doesn't have to be foolproof as long as there's a roiv. But it's information. Lamaisa, we'll just bring one rayon out that way. The Chochmas Odom, in discussing the din of Aruba de Issa Kamon, we have stores in front of us. 9 stores sell kosher meat. 1 store sells trefa meat. The halacha is there, you find meat in the street. 9 study asafik is that the meat is mutter. 1 study is that the meat is treif. Go back to the 9 stores. Says the Chochma Sodom, the pashtus is, there are those maybe want to argue with this, but this is the pashtus of the poskim is that that's even if those 9 stores are mom and pop grocery stores, they sell a minimal amount of meat, and that one store is a huge supermarket. If you look in town, you'll know, by the way, that most of the meat that's sold is non-kosher Italian sausages, not geschochtene kosher Yiddish Fleisch. Statistically, l'chayr does not make sense to go bust of the 9 stores against the 1. The halacha is still the stimus ha-poskim, that when there's 9 places that the meat could have came from, there's 1 that the meat could have came from that's treif. Go bust of the 9 that it's kosher, not bust of the 1 that's treif. How do we slice that? No pun intended. How do we understand that? L'chayr, pure mathematical statistics, the chances are the meat in town is treif, but roiv over here, this tells us that roiv over here is not a statistical, dry statistical study. Roiv is a din that the Torah took the study hasofik, and the sofik is defined as where did the meat come from? It came from a store. Where did it come from? 9 of those studim are kosher, 1 of them is treif. Talach is gobas a roiv. That's statistics. It's a way of paskening the shaila in front of us. Says the Shalom Eishiv, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natan Zinachel Gal of Simon Zayin, that what's going on by us in Roiv, Hatoli B'maisa, feeds into this. Roiv, we understand that Roiv is information. Use that information any way it comes to you. Says Rav Yosef Shaul that Roiv is when you have in front of you something, the way to look at it, the way to look at what's in front of you is determined by Roiv. The same way when you have a woman, you don't know if she's still married or not. The way to, there's another vehicle of looking at the information in front of you called, look, yesterday you had information, today you don't, Kobaz Chazoka. Roiv is a pshat, lefi the reality in front of you, or lefi the reality that's in the world, biyachas to this specific case, by Ruben de Lesser Hamon, see the situation as kach v'kach. Says Rabbi Yosef Shaul, what happens if in front of us there's nothing? You have an animal in front of you. Do you see, he says, do you see that the, do you see a leda? You know, you might know statistically that most animals in the world have given birth. Roiv behemos misabes v'yoldos. But do you see in front of you any leda? You're looking at a cow. You know, you see something in front of you, you don't see anything. You can use statistics to tell you, Mistama, what's the Mitzvah. That's not what a Roiv is. Roiv says that when you look at a phenomena, at something in front of you, be magdir it, define it, fartaych it, lefi what you have in front of you. You don't have that laid in front of you. Says Rabbi Yosef Shaul that the Pshat and Tosis, when he's mechalek between Roiv, Noshim, Mesabes, V'yoldes, by Odom, Tashmish ish v'ishtoi with Tashmish abahemis is like this. When you're looking at a married couple, since the natural reality in the dynamic with a married couple is that they have an intimate life together, and from that union is produced live offspring. So when you look at a married couple, the reality of looking at married couples is the stomias, based on Roiv. Before Neinu, when you see a married couple, you ask them, where are your children? How many children do you have? Where are your children? Where do they live? You look at a married couple, you see a family. You don't see a married couple. That's the reality in front of you. When you look at behemos, since sometimes offspring of the behemos would be mechayv intervention, so when you look at a behemos, you see offspring. You look at a behemoth, you see a behemoth. You want to know, the chances are, did the cow have offspring? Is she a mevakeres? The chances are, yes, she did have offspring. But do you see it? Oh, you want to be mechadish, based on statistics, that that's mistoma, what the reality is? There's no such halacha. Roiv is not a statistical way of assuming what happened. Roiv means, see what's in front of you, define it based on a roiv. You look at a married couple, you see a family. You see bederech klal, couple gets married, they're living together as husband and wife, but there there's a family there. Masha'enkin, when you're looking at behemoths, you don't see offspring. What you see is a behemoth. You don't know if she's a mevakeres. To be mechadish, statistically, that the behemoth is not a mevakeres, less hodein. It's not in front of us. Don't be mechadish. A tremendous, tremendous chiddush in roiv, that a roiv also depends on a certain status quo, a certain reality in front of us, in order to pass it. I'll give a Pashta example of this. The halacha is discussed if you find you have a kli, and inside the kli there's peres that belong to Reuven. Right outside, legabe aveda, legabe hashavas aveda, right next to the kli, there is an apple. A person picks up the apple. What's your assumption? Your assumption is that the apple came from the kli right next to it. You put it back in. No, what do you mean? Hashav Zaveda, maybe it came from somebody else. What are you going to tell me? L'chaira, the reality is it's right next to that one. We have a cloud. Whenever there's a shaila of something weird shaykh to, and there's a roiv, keneged a korov, you go basa roiv. So you go basa chov gimel. Roiv, a korov, holchem basa roiv. Why over there don't we say that it comes from Yeruba da Alma? Most people in the world are not this balakli, are not Reuven, the owner of the kli. Why don't we say the apple comes from somebody else and have to declare an aveda and have to look for simonim and so on? The teretz is, a roiv does not tell us to create a reality in front of us. You saw it fall down. You saw the apple as an aveda. You see the apple next to the kli. What you see in front of you, the reality, what you see in front of you is the apple from a kli. What are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me there's a psak of roiv that's mechadish, a whole new story that the apples on the street have fell down. Who told you? Ve'edigibetan. Roiv creates a need to be mechadish, or roiv clarifies what you have in front of you. This is just a pashta example of this idea. We'll give another example. The halacha is that even though we're never moitzi moment, even when there's a roiv, we're never moitzi moment from a muchzik. What happens if Reuven sold Shimon a cow, Shimon shechs the cow, he finds inside there's a trefa. Now, if Reuven sold Shimon a trefa, it's a mekach tois, Shimon could demand his money back. He didn't mean to get a trefa, he meant to get an animal that he could eat. Lamaisa, there was a problem with the stomach. You don't know when the problem happened. Reuven, of course, says that it happened after Shimon bought it. Your tough luck. Shimon says, of course, that it was there b'shus Reuven. L'chayru, we should say, amaytze mechavel of haraya. The halacha is that even if Shimon didn't pay the money, Shimon has to pay the money liad Reuven, despite the fact, why doesn't Shimon say, amaytze mechavel of haraya, there's a sabuk fanenu? The teretz is, the place can explain, there's a really based on Gemara Ksuba Stafayin Hey. In front of us, we have a business deal. We have a mekach that was consummated. Reuven sold Shimon a cow. We see the mekach b'fanenu. You want to be mechadish? That is no mekach. Roiv, chazoka, these things don't give you a koyach to be mechadish with information that's not here. What's in front of us is a mekach b'fanenu. And we'll use that. We'll use that fact that there's a mekach b'fanenu, even at the expense of ignoring a cheskis moment. Hey, that's just another example of where this idea plays itself out. So what we have over here is that Roiv Atoli B'Maisa is limited to a very specific dynamic where the Maisa would be considered something that's not B'Foneinu. In order to assume that there was a Maisa, you'd have to be Mechadish something that's not here. That's the dynamic in our sugya. All those cases that we discussed are reality. When you look at meat, you have to be mechadish that there's a woman standing here salting meat. When you look at meat in a kosher kitchen, do you see kosher meat? Do you see tref meat? You see meat that was salted. It needs a mice in order to salt this magnificence. Define what you have in front of you. And all the cases that we discussed, define what you have in front of you. You see a house on Erev Pesach. Do you see a house where there's pretzels in the cabinet? Or before opening up the cabinets, when you look at a house, a Jewish house on Erev Pesach, it's clean. That's the reality of a Jewish house. He was biting. It needs a mice, but it doesn't make a difference. When you see a child, you see somebody who's touched Dvarim Tmeim. When you see Tvua in the house of an Amoritz, you see Tvua, that's Maseret. Each case needs a definition by itself, but L'chor, that's the general rule of thumb. We'll just point out, the way we understood that by Roiv Noshim Esabes Violdes by humans, by people, is because when you look at a married couple, you see a family. Says the Neid Yudin Ebenezer Simiutas, that if there would be, he has a case over there where a woman was Mizana, he has a whole complicated way of explaining a certain case, but there's a Roiv that the woman was Mizana. The woman in Bifoneno has a Cheskes Heter. You see the woman, you see a woman is kshar, until proven otherwise. He says in that case, you won't go bas a roif. Why? Because with the roif has to be a chadish, a whole reality that we don't have in front of us, that's a roif, I told him, we don't pass it. But legabi, what we just said, legabi, when you look at a married couple, you see a family, Rabbi Yitzchak Chana says in another tshuva, he says that's only when the couple is still married. You look at a couple, what you see is a family. You see a couple living together, you see children. That's the roiv. The roiv tells us there were children. What happens if they had already divorced? So what you're looking at is you're looking at a woman and you're trying to define that there was a maisa of her living with her husband being mesaber as violdes. No, he says that you don't have. That's a roiv atali b'maisa. The very same mitzius that now a case would be roiv that's b'mitzius, not tali b'maisa. He says, but if they're divorced already, you're not looking at a mitzius. You're looking at a historical trying to prove whether a certain something took place, whether the woman ever had a child. That's a Roiv HaTali B'Maisa. Very much feeds into the Nekuda that we just said from Rabbi Yosef Shol. What we said, by the way, that Ruba V'Chazoka, Ruba Odin, is not the Pshat, that the Roiv, which is a Mitzius, is always better than Chazoka because Roiv is not a Din. No, the way we're saying that Roiv is also a Din, Roiv is also a din. Roiv is a din that's taught, that uses a metzius, a birur of metzius. It's strong in the chazaka, not because this is a birur of metzius, this is not. It's a din Torah, but it's based on a birur of metzius. So what's why Roiv is stronger than chazaka? If it's not the way that Achrayim explained, because a Roiv is a birur, a Roiv is statistics and a chazaka is a psak halacha. What's takapshat? So the Ktsois and Simon Reish Pei says Ruba Chazaka, the reason why Ruba Odif is because the Chazaka is based on a status of yesterday. A Roiv is based on look at it today, define the Metzius of today. Chazaka, you don't know anything about today. All you have is the status of yesterday, telling you, no, Mesdama didn't change. Rav says, look at it, based on the Rav Paskin, see what you see today. That's stronger. That would fit more with what we're saying. It says the Ktzois L'shitosei in Shmaitze Beis, Perek Tez Vav, that's only when you have a Chazok which is based on empirical mitzius of yesterday, as opposed to today. What about by a Muchzik, by Momoin? The reason why Roiv is not Moitzi Momoin, says the Shmaitze, is because when he's holding on to it, that's the reality of today. You see him as the owner because he's holding on to it. Possession is 9/10 of the law. That Chazok is not based on history of yesterday, as opposed to Roiv, which is today. That Chazok is based on today. So Melech Cheskes Momoin would be stronger than a Roiv. Again, fits very well with what we just said. Says the Shmaitza, that what would be a Cheskes Morakama? Well, you don't see him holding on to the money today, but you just know that the money was in his Rishus from yesterday. That's based on yesterday. Over there, a Roiv would be Moitzi from a Morakama. That's just a natural spin-off of what we're saying. So again, what we did was we clarified that Roiv and Chazok are not as far apart as some would like to have us believe. It's not the pshat that Roiv is a statistical metzias, and Chazok is a way of paskening halakha, but it's a din Torah. It's not based on metzias. It's not based on Chazokah is, there's no metzias, and the Roiv, there's a metzias. There's data b'faneinu, and that's the way we pasken. No, Roiv is also a din Torah, and it's a way of defining halachically the metzias that's b'faneinu today. Chazaka is a way of defining the Metzius based on what's yesterday. Memela, a Roiv, which is not a way of seeing something and defining it, but it's a way of having information and being mechadish that something took place, is weaker. That's a Roiv Atali. But Maisa, that's the subject of discussion in our suit.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.